It's a great resource. We're going to have Deborah Klingen come in a little while and share some of her music. She has a CD and of songs that the Lord has given her and that she's written and produced. So those will be available in the back. Another great resource we have, and we're just delighted. Last few years ago, we met Bill Grable when we were down in Salem. He has written a book called Peace in the Church. It's a book dealing with conflict resolution. How many of you wish you'd had that 20 years ago? Huh? How many of you have gone through things that you wish maybe you hadn't gone through, you'd been better prepared to go through? And so I believe he's a great voice and has incredible wisdom on the subject of how to deal with conflict. And a lot of times it comes to a crisis too late. But I believe if we want and if we're desiring, God will give us understanding and wisdom before we get to those points. And so I hope if you'll check out his book. And he is available. He's here. He lives just down in Albany, Oregon. He's available in this region to minister with your staff. If your Sunday school teachers can't get along with each other, bring him in as a consultant. It's easier for you to pay him to do it than to do it yourself. Besides that, he's got a lot of wisdom and understanding. So there's a resource for you. And let me just encourage you to pass that information on to others who may be in a situation where they need that kind of help and counsel. And then we're blessed. Jenny McClellan, where are you? Back here. There she is. Wave at me. Jenny comes from a wonderful family of her parents were ministers in this region, right. Had a church here in Port Ludlow for many, many years. One of your sisters has written a book on the history of the Corey family. This is about the ministry, a lot of the Pentecostal charismatic ministry in this particular area. So if that's of interest to you, she has a book for you back in the back. And these people are going to be back there at that back table after the service tonight. And you can tap into some of these resources. So isn't it amazing? Look what God's doing. Look at the kind of people who are gathered here among us. We have so much to share. Take advantage of this time. And hopefully you'll take advantage of that. So we're just delighted. And tonight I just want to take a moment also to do a little survey, okay? Let's see, how can we do this creatively? How many of you are from a... Huh?
I have one person from each of their...
Okay. We want one person from each church to raise your hand and just call out the name of the church, starting with Pastor Phil.
Living Faith Fellowship.
Okay, who's next? Back here. Okay, who's next? Back here. Right here, Pastor Bob. Fallsbo. Back here, Chris. Woo! Okay, great. All right. Over here in North Carolina.
Bethel Church, Goldsboro.
Okay, here from the great state of Wyoming. Okay, any others? Back here.
Grace Christian Center.
Woo! That ought to be obvious. Okay, back here, back in the back.
Peace.
Okay, that's Bill Grable. Back here, this handsome young man. Yes, with the hand waving. Yes.
Fellowship Church, Salem, Oregon.
Pastor Ralph Trask. So, okay, have we missed anybody? Is there somebody here in the ministry back here? Yay! Woo! Glory! All right. That's 11. We just wanted to see how many. Yes, right here. Yes, yes, the Snake Geese. Yes, from Colorado Springs. But anybody else come from a different church or a different ministry in this area? Huh?
Brad and Patty.
Where are you, Brad? Right there. Wake up.
It's been a long day, I know, buddy.
Just because you got two prizes doesn't mean you go to sleep. Okay?
Can't go to sleep now. Not over church.
Okay. All right. So you can see we've got 12, 13 churches represented here tonight.
Praise
and,
God.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, it
so,
is.
So we're delighted. Amen. Glory. And I want to take a moment and just honor, first of all, Pastor Sherry, would you stand with Pastor Kevin? And then would you stand? Okay. Now I'm going to ask all of their staff and team to stand with them. Would you? All the people from Grace Christian Church. Okay, all I can tell you is if you go home unloved, it's your fault. If you go home unfed, it's your fault. Because they have done everything they can to make sure we're loved, cared for, and fed. We are like the whales. We have been eating 22 hours a day since we got to Port Ludlow. So, yes. We have been very well taken care of, and we just extend our warmest thanks for all that you have done. And we know it's been weeks and weeks of work and months of planning, and we appreciate you so very much. And thank you for the opportunity to come and be in this area. And hasn't it been great? You know, the women went shopping in Port Townsend, and the merchants were, who are you and why are you here? And how wonderful it was to have such a marvelous group up there. I'm sure you doubled the business in downtown town, about Fort Townsend today.
Where's Vaughn? Vaughn North, you shared something. What was it you shared there, brother?
Well, Albert was telling me that when you were on the whale watching tour, that he overheard the crew members saying, these people are different. They're like family.
All right.
There you go. Amen.